The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
By hoop-ball.com. I'm your host, Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. And if you are one of the few that have joined us here today on Twitter Spaces Live, thank you so much for joining us. This is a live recording of this show. The way you guys join these live recordings, very simple. Every single Monday when I am hosting this show, all you have to do, hop on my Twitter, again, at VM Center, and at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I will be doing a live show of Today in Sports Betting. And this is just to allow more interactions with you guys. I enjoy talking with you guys. I think it's a lot more fun that way. There's a request to become a speaker button in these Twitter spaces. And yeah, it's fun to be able to talk with all of you. The other day, I was lucky enough to have Ariel Helwani of ESPN. He covers the UFC for ESPN. He also does some sideline reporting for the NBA. Him and I got to chit-chat for a good solid, 6 to 10 minutes. The other day, and like I said, man, these Twitter spaces bring a lot of cool people together. I have Helwani possibly joining me on a straight NBA conversation, but obviously with him, we'll probably talk some UFC as well. I was lucky enough to meet him when he used to work for the MMA Hour. So yeah, that happened over the weekend. This is a live show. I want to thank you guys all for joining. We have a 9-game NBA slate today, I believe, right? 9 games on the slate today. A lot of games, man. I have some money out there. I've already made my picks. My picks for the wager pass have already been sent on in. I also have the control. You know, I've been put to the control of the free pick of the day. So the free pick that you're going to see from at Hoopball Gaming, which is the gaming division's Twitter handle here for hoop-ball.com, I would have handled that. And you guys are hearing my dog whine for some reason here on this live show. But yeah, I'll be handling the free picks. And Cora, you're a good girl, I promise. She hears the birds chirping, and she's barking like crazy. It's weird. Again, not 9 games. I handle the free pick, and it's already in there. So the free pick, when I get to it, I'll let you guys know. But let's go ahead and jump right on in, right? I feel like it's easier to just start talking once the games are starting to flow. First game up, it tips off at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time again. The Los Angeles Lakers are on the road in New York to face the Knicks as 2-point underdogs. Current line sets at +110 for the Lakers, -130 for the Knicks, and the over-under on this total is only 206, so they expect a very low-scoring game. I'm already looking at 206, saying that is way too low for two teams that I believe are going to play through the paint. They're going to try and push the pace, but I also think that they're underestimating the three-point shooting ability of both teams. I slightly lean to the over. I think it finishes at around 212, 210, something like that. So obviously not a huge difference. It's going to be close, but I think the over can hit very well there. But the bet that I'm on, and I actually have money in on this bet for you guys, and again, this is why I like doing it live, because you guys know exactly where my money is going, and that's -2 to the New York Knicks. That's currently sitting at -115. Obviously, they favored that already, but when I made this bet, it was -110, -110. So obviously, it was a pick 'em at that point. I like the Knicks here. I think the Knicks, Julius Randle has played better. He's going to keep playing. I think Derrick Rose has added an additional feature to their offense when he comes off the bench. Obviously, Quickly still needs to get time, in my opinion. Barrett's played slightly better as well. I like the Knicks -2. I think the Knicks -2 makes sense here. Again, they're home. The Lakers are injured. Yes, Drummond is there. Yes, Drummond makes this team better. Yeah, he might even get 15-12 with 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block. He's going to have a killer line. I just don't think the Lakers have just that oomph, that extra oomph from, to get him past the Knicks, because the Knicks do still need this win. They're still fighting for their playoff lives with this win. So I like the Knicks -2. I'm pretty confident in that. I have quite a bit of change on that one. So I'm going to go with Knicks -2 and feel pretty confident about that. Next up, we have the Philadelphia 76ers on the road in Dallas taking on Luka and KP. They head into this game as 2.5-point favorites over these Dallas Mavericks. Again, the questionable tag here goes to Tobias Harris. He is questionable. He has had 2 days to rest, so I would be pretty surprised if he didn't play. And in my personal opinion, the only reason why this line is this close between these two players, or between these two teams, I should say, is because Tobias Harris has that questionable tag. If you take that questionable tag off, it would not surprise me if this goes up 1.5 to 1 point. Would not surprise me at all. I think the 76ers are a more complete team. Their defense is there. Offensively, they can hit you in many different ways. But it's that defensive versatility, especially against this Mavs team, that really has me on the Sixers a lot today. I love the Sixers here. -2.5. I'm completely okay with it. Look for them to slow down the pace. Look for them to limit Luka Doncic on drives. Look for him to limit him on that fast break. They're going to look to slow him down quite a bit. Obviously, you're going to have the person to guard him, which is going to be Ben Simmons. If you get Tobias Harris, that's a complete X factor. Again, I think the line will jump up either 0.5 point to 1 point to even 1.5 points. All the way up to 1.5 points if Tobias Harris plays. I love the Sixers here. The Sixers are one of my favorite plays of the day. Over under sitting at currently 218.5. Ugh, that's kind of high. I just personally wouldn't touch it. But I wouldn't be mad at you if you wanted to throw something out there. Let's go ahead and click onto this one and let's go see if there's any good prop bets to be made. But before we look at these props, let me remind everyone that this show is presented to you by MyBookie.ag. Everyone go to MyBookie.ag for all of your betting needs, whether it's about today's NBA card. Maybe you have some MLB picks you have ready to go in. Maybe you're just a good pop culture bettor, or you're one of those guys that like to play blackjack on your phone for money. Whatever your niche may be, go to mybookie.ag. And hey, while you're there and you're making your account, be sure to use promo code HOOPBALL. That's HOOPBALL. And they will match up to $500 of your very first deposit. Now, guys, I'm looking over these props here, right? You have a... let's go ahead and go with the over-under on points. Ben Simmons is currently sitting over-under at 13.5. Danny Green's at 8.5. Joel Embiid 27.5. Okay, look, just quick glance at all these bets that are possibly going to be there. I say you go over 13.5 for Ben Simmons. I think he's going to have a lot of rebounding putbacks. I think he's going to solidly get to 18 without even looking back. I think 18, 8, and 8 for Ben Simmons today with 2 steals. Joel Embiid, 27.5. I mean, that's kind of where I see him getting, like 27, maybe 28. Like, they have it as a coin flip, and rightfully so. They do say if Tobias Harris does play, the over-under currently sits at 18.5, with the line favoring toward the over. Interesting play. I personally think the only real prop is going to be Ben Simmons over 13.5. I think Ben Simmons over 13.5 makes a ton of sense. But the bet that I'm on the most, guys, and like I keep saying over and over and over again, I'm on the Sixers -2.5 here. I think the only reason why it's still this low is because of that questionable tag next to Tobias Harris. As soon as that clears, you can see this spread go up as much as 1.5. It wouldn't surprise me if you've seen something like that. So, with that said, again, I like the Sixers -2.5. I'm pretty big on that one. Next up, game number 3, we have the Brooklyn Nets on the road, 6.5-point favorites against this Minnesota Timberwolves team. This is a game I'm avoiding, if I'm being honest. I can't seem to put money onto a team where, yes, they have Kevin Durant, but there's no Kyrie Irving. He's already been ruled out. Obviously, James Harden's still ruled out. I mean, I think LaMarcus Aldridge has also been ruled out in this game. Let me go check my notes here. Aldridge. Yeah, Aldridge has already been ruled out of this game due to an illness not related to COVID, which is solid. But again, that's just another player that they're not going to have. So you're going to see a lot of Bruce Brown. You're going to see a lot of Blake Griffin, Claxton, Jeff Green. Even with that said, guys, like I if I had to pick one here, I would go with Minnesota plus 6.5, maybe even money line. Just sprinkle a half a unit on a plus 210 underdog Minnesota team that's played better since their big three has assembled. And their big three, I say that, and I'm joking, obviously. But Anthony Edwards, D'Angelo Russell, and obviously Karl Anthony Towns, they're a nice little trio. I like it. I like their ability to score. Obviously, I think the big factor there is going to be Karl Anthony Towns. I don't know if they have anything on Brooklyn that can slow him down. I mean, DeAndre Jordan's definitely not going to do it. Claxton's too little. Jeff Green's too little. They don't want KD down there. So, I mean, it's going to be a field day for Cat. He's going to be on the prowl. I'm not saying that I think the Timberwolves are going to win. All I'm saying is if you want your money somewhere, I like the Timberwolves. I really do. I think you just sprinkle a half. Just sprinkle the money you're okay with losing. 20, 30 bucks. You know, maybe you're a little bit bigger like myself. Maybe you do like 50 bucks to win 100. Maybe you're huge. Either way, you're getting 2-1 odds. I like it. I like just taking plus 6.5, plus 2. Just see what happens. I just think this is a game where the Nets could fall. They have, you know, just KD basically. Next up, you have the San Antonio Spurs facing off against the Orlando Magic. Now, the Spurs are 6.5-point favorites here on the road. The Orlando Magic are just a depleted team right now. Obviously, Cole Anthony's back. He's played better. But the team itself is just so up in the air. You never know what you're going to get out of this team. This is another game I'm probably just going to sit and watch. The over-under sits at 217.5. I mean, I feel like that's exactly where it needs it to be. Now, should the Spurs win this game? Yes. I would feel better if this spread was at 4.5. So minus off 2 points. But to get it there, it brings the line to a minus 160. That's not worth it. It's really not. It's not worth to make that bet. So that's why I say it's a wait-and-see approach. Maybe you can click in there and find a prop like DeRozan over 23.5. Can definitely see that being possible. But I can also see the Spurs blowing this game, like just literally blowing it out of the water. Going up 20 and then never looking back. Going up 15, letting him get down to 7, bringing it back up to 10. Up to 12, they bring it down to 6. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those games where they're just floating with the lead. They make you think they're going to give it up, and obviously they take it away at the end. So I wouldn't be mad at you if you bet Spurs minus 6.5, but I wouldn't go over a unit and a half. You go over a unit and a half, you're truly gambling. What we like to do, obviously, we like to gamble. We game. This is the gaming division, but we want to put our money out there smart. We want to be wise with our money so we can keep building up our bankroll. So right now, I'm off this game. There's nothing much in this game that I'm looking at, not even in DFS purposes. Like, there's nothing in that game that I like. Just watching Cole Anthony, I guess, because I want to see what they have in him, but that's about it. All right, guys, next up, and I told you this in the beginning of the show, I have the reins. I'm giving out the free pick today on this Monday, which is awesome because you guys are going to be able to hear it on the live show before it was even posted. And it's the Chicago Bulls. I think that they have a real ability to win this game today. They are the underdogs, 2.5-point underdogs, on the road against the Memphis Grizzlies. The money line currently sits at plus 115 to the Bulls to a minus 135 home Grizzlies team. The over-under on the total sits at 228.5. I like the Bulls. I think the Bulls have all of the talent to win this game, and I feel like they should win this game. That is my free play of the day. I like the Bulls. I think Zach LaVine, he scored all those points, and obviously when he came back after that game where he scored like 39 in the first half, he said, all I want to do is win that game. Vucevic has just stepped in and never lost a step. Like he put on that Bulls jersey. It might as well still be a Magic jersey. That guy is putting up numbers. Markkanen's played better. Defensively, they struggle. I mean, I'm hoping that Satoransky has the ability to at least stay in front of Ja. But obviously, that's going to be harder said than done. I'm just going to be honest. I just think it's a gut feel. It's a gut feel. It's a free play. You guys are automatically knowing that I've thrown $120 on it, if you guys want to know the money I have out there. So I have $120 on this, and it's Bulls plus 115, and that's the free play of the day. I like the Bulls. I think the Bulls need this win. They're trying to come off that rough loss, especially after an explosion of scoring by Zach LaVine. I think Coby White needs to step up in a big way off that bench. I like the Bulls. I think the Bulls are more than capable of winning this game. And, again, it's a gut feel more than anything else. I'm not going to lie to you guys and say, hey, look at these numbers. These are the numbers. Why? Because I didn't do it for this game. When I looked at that spread and I saw these two teams and what they're presenting you with their rosters, I say the Bulls have all the talent. I believe the Bulls should win this game. I have Bulls plus 115. Oh, man, this next game hurts my feelings to even just talk about it, because I truly don't even know what to do with this game. It's the Sacramento Kings on the road. They're 2.5-point underdogs to the Pelicans. And right off the get, if Zion's playing, I'm already leaning Pelicans. The Kings are just the Kangs. That's the only way I can talk about them. The Kangs are just the Kangs. I can't put into words the frustration this fan base has, as I'm a person that's in Sacramento covering the Sacramento Kings. The fan base goes crazy right now because 10 days ago they were fighting for the 10th seed, and now they're on like a 6-game losing streak. It's definitely a roller coaster ride when you're covering this team. There's never a dull moment. Can the Kings win? Yes. Do I expect them to? No. Should they win? They need to. I mean, that's how I view. I mean, I just can't. I really can't even put my finger on what this team is gonna do. So, I'm leaning Pels, man. Like, I feel like Pels minus 2.5 is the right pick. It's just the Kings defensively, they never show up. They have nothing to slow down Zion. If Lonzo plays, obviously De'Aaron Fox is going to eat. He tends to do that every time he plays against Zion. Lonzo. Is Ingram playing? If Ingram plays, that just throws another wrench in there to where I'm leaning Pelicans. The Kings have the depth. They have the talent. They are more than capable of winning this game. And in my mind, they should win this game. I think they should win this game. They like to play fast. Defensively, they have the players that could slow down at least the Zion, or at least everybody else other than Zion. But I don't trust them. And it comes down to coaching. Luke Walton he has two to three plays every time he runs down the court. And if you run one and it doesn't work out, it's ISO ball. Then you go down the court again, he just does the second play. If that doesn't work, it's ISO ball. And it's just a pattern, and people figure them out quick. So I got Pels minus 2.5. But, again, I personally probably would just veer away.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up, you have the Washington Wizards, 11.5-point underdogs on the road against the Utah Jazz. Look, guys, the Utah Jazz are good. The Jazz keep... Every time I see these double-digit spreads, I'm like, man, that's so many points. That's so many points. And the Wizards, I mean, they got Beal, they got Westbrook. That's so many points to give them. And when they're getting into the fourth quarter, it's like, oh, man, it's only a 5-point game. Look, I feel good. This team ain't going to just go away, whether it's the Wizards or whoever the Jazz are playing. And then I look up at the end of the score, and they're up like 116 to 103, and the Jazz win by a significant margin. And I'm like, how did that happen? It happens in a blink of an eye. This Jazz team is good, man. But with that said, I like Russell Westbrook. I like Bradley Beal. I think those are guys that love to compete, are more than capable of putting up numbers, can rebound, and just 11.5 is a lot. Now, am I putting a lot of money into this? No, this is a half unit. This is a flyer. This is, hey, you're giving me this many points and I have these guys to go against you. That's what you're doing. You're not doing anything crazy with this bet. This is a, let me place this. Let me make it feel good. Let me have some money sprinkled into that. And hey, if I don't hit here, here, and here, at least I got something back. This is like a, for you gamblers out there, like if you're playing blackjack and the dealer's showing an ace, right? You have an 18 in your hand. Maybe you just bet on, what's it called, the insurance. Yeah, you just bet a little half unit. Bet a little half unit on there. See if it pays out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. At least you got a fighting chance. You gave yourself a fighting chance at 11 points. Next up, you have the Denver Nuggets on the road. Second night of a back-to-back as 4.5-point underdogs against the Golden State Warriors. Now, this is a big bet for me, guys. My bet's already been made. I'm not going to tell you how much I have on this bet. Just know it is one of my biggest of the day. It's number two on the biggest of the day. And, look, I think the Denver Nuggets should be favored by more. I think that they are making the second night of a back-to-back be bigger than what it is. So it's -4.5. It could be bigger, and it wouldn't surprise me if that, as it gets closer to tip-off, it goes higher. The line spread goes higher. Jokic should have a field day. There's no James Wiseman. They have no big man that can slow him up down there. This should be a Jokic field day. I think the versatility that Aaron Gordon brings to this team on both ends of the floor really is going to show dividends in this game. I mean, Draymond's going to have to be guarded by a Porter Jr., a Aaron Gordon, and Paul Millsap. I mean, that three-headed monster just on Draymond Green alone is going to be scary. Then you got, you know, are you ever really going to be able to slow down Steph? Probably not, especially against the Nuggets. I mean, something about the Nuggets always gets Steph Curry's wrist flicking the right way. So, obviously, you're not going to slow him down. But everyone else, to get the other guys to beat you, I believe in the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets have a lot there. Again, it's the second biggest bet of the day. I have -4.5 to the Nuggets, and I'm very, very confident in that. I think, especially, they were on an 8-game win streak. The Nuggets were 8-game win streak. They lost it last night to a Celtics team, and I just felt like they were just getting the wrong end of calls. They weren't getting any calls at points. Like, they weren't finishing around the rim. Shots weren't dropping. This is a redemption game. Look, they know what kind of team they are. They know what kind of seed they need to be. They know who they want to compete against when the playoff comes around. The Nuggets could use this win. -4.5 feels great. I am on the Denver Nuggets, -4.5. All right, guys, we have the last game of the day. We have the Houston Rockets going up against the Phoenix Suns. The Rockets head into Phoenix as 12-point underdog. The line sits at +550 over a -900. The Phoenix Suns are real, is what this line tells me. The Phoenix Suns are real. If you're not on the hype and you haven't watched a game, go watch this one. Even their young guys are good. Now, I don't have much on this game, guys. I really don't. I tried to convince myself that the Rockets could do something. And look, for those who listen to the show quite a bit or follow me quite a bit, I actually like this Rockets team. I feel like Vegas underestimates them a lot. They're not the same old Rockets. They're not that up and down, three-point shooting, push the pace, no defense Houston Rockets team that you remember. They're a ugly-looking, hard-to-watch, gritty, more defense than offense team. Like, I don't believe in them to win this game, and I couldn't tell you to make a bet on this. But if I had to, I mean, if I had to say, hey, pick one or the other, I'm picking +12 Rockets, man. I mean, Christian Wood, let me see, is Christian Wood playing before I start talking all this? Is Christian Wood isn't even playing? But if Christian Wood's playing, you got a fighting, Christian Wood's playing, you got a fighter's chance. That's what I mean. You got a puncher's chance. I don't mind you taking a little wild flyer on the Houston Rockets +12. Because like I said, they're not that same team you remember. They're not that up and down, fast paced, 3-point shooting team. They're much slower than what they once were. Their defense is much better than what it once was. They're just bad. They just got inexperienced role players playing as starters and star players. I mean, You can't really like hate on them. I said it the other day. I was like, they're like a car accident. You never want to see a car accident, but right when you turn it on and you see it's about to happen, you can't turn away. That's how I feel when I watch the Rockets. Like, I don't ever want to watch the Rockets, but if it's on, I can't take my eyes off the screen. They're pretty fun. I'm going to go ahead and go in here and go into these prop bets because I'm sure there's going to be some that are pretty interesting to watch. Oh, and John Wall's playing. You get another fighter's chance. I think that's a good matchup. Christian Wood, over under 19.5. Give me the over. I think he's going to try and switch onto Mikal Bridges a lot to get that size advantage. You're going to see a lot of his unneeded turnaround fade that hits off the backboard, or he'll just do that face-up, jab, mid-range pop off the backboard. I like Christian Wood here. I think 19.5 is where you just take the over. And the over is actually positive on your side. It's only a minus 106, where the under is a minus 122. I think they're underestimating what he can do here. I like 19.5 over for Christian Wood. Jayshon Tate's currently sitting at over under 10.5. That one scares me. I'm kind of steering away from that one. They have John Wall's over under at 21.5. Ah, man. I mean, is he capable? He's more than capable of doing that. He's going to be trying to attack Chris Paul walking back while he's running backwards, but I wouldn't do it. That's just too scary for me. And it's favorited for him to go over, but at minus 119 to a minus 109, but couldn't do it. Kevin Porter Jr. at over under at 14.5. Now, I feel like if this game is going to stay close, one of these wing players for the Rockets are going to have to stay relevant in this game. And I think it's going to have to be Kevin Porter Jr. He's going to have to knock down threes. He's going to have to stay aggressive. It's all about if – I think Jayshon Tate's going to be exhausted guarding Devin Booker. That's who's going to be on Booker a majority of this game. So it comes down to Kevin Porter Jr. knocking down shots on the offensive end, obviously having to play defense on Bridges as well. If he can get that screen switch to where maybe it's Devin Booker – and don't get it twisted. Devin Booker is a good defender. He likes to bump into you, but he'll sag on threes like because he wants to make sure he stays step in step with you. If Porter can knock down at least 2 to 3 3-pointers today, again, I'm going to roll Rockets plus 12. It gives you a puncher's chance. Again, don't go crazy, guys. This is another one of those sprinkle a little something on there and feel good about it. But again, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do that. All right, guys, that's the NBA slate today. And even though it says we're only breaking down the NBA card here on this live show, I also got to touch on some baseball. I think the MLB season has been very hard for me to put my finger on. Like, I can't understand every single team. So don't get it twisted, guys. Like, I'm not saying ride and follow my bets. Maybe you want to do the exact opposite of everything I say here. But I'm just going to give you a quick overview of how I'm feeling leading into these baseball picks. But before I get into there, I want to remind everyone that my name is Vince Miracle. I'm doing this show for at hoop-ball.com. Hoopball Gaming is the Twitter division that we are in. And just a quick rundown of this 9-game slate if you happen to miss us. We are on the Knicks -2. We love that a lot. We like the Sixers -2.5 a lot. We're staying away from Brooklyn and Minnesota, but if you had to pick one, we got Minnesota +6.5, and we're feeling like, I guess so. Spurs Magic, we're staying away. Free pick of the day. You're going to see this all over the Hoopball Gaming. This came from me today. If it hits, we'll roll it into tomorrow. We like the Bulls +115 here against the Memphis Grizzlies. I think that is a really good pick. I like the Bulls. They have the tools. Give me the Bulls today against the Grizzlies. Kings Pelicans, you know, this is more of disappointing than anything else, but I got the Pelicans here. I think the Pelicans -2.5. If Zion's playing, that's you got to roll with the Pels. If Zion's playing, you got to roll with the Pels. Wizards Jazz. Again, this is a game. If you're in blackjack terms, you're buying the insurance. The dealer is showing an ace. They're giving you 11 points. If you're feeling like, hey, you know, I want to make my bet a little bit more secure, buy the point and a half. It gets you down to minus 155. But it's plus 11. You have Beal. You have Westbrook. I say take a half unit, take a flyer. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to see what this Wizards team can do. They're spunky. Denver -4.5. That's what we're taking in this game against the Warriors. It's my second biggest bet of the day. I'm letting you guys know that now. It is going to be on my wager pass. I love the Nuggets. And then Rocket Suns. The line already jumped up to 12. I think it was just 11 a second ago. No? Maybe it's been 12 the whole time. Rockets plus 12. You got John Wall. You got Christian Wood. You can't be mad at those picks, guys. I like the both of those. I think, again, the Rockets are just a scrappy team. They're not the same team you remember. They're not that team that's all up and down three-point shooting. They're ugly, slow pace, and they're a car accident waiting to happen. I mean, that's what the Rockets are. But that is the rundown quickly of what we just talked about. That was presented to you by Manscaped.com. Everyone go to Manscaped.com. Get all your holes cleaned up with their new weed whacker. And I'm talking about the nose and ears, guys. Get your mind out of the gutter. But go to Manscaped.com. Get their weed whacker. My nose and my ears, they've never heard and breathed so well. So go to Manscaped.com. Get the weed whacker. Sign up using promo code HOOPBALL. And you get that discount on us. Next up, guys, now we have the MLB slate. Now, again, I'm not going to say I'm the best MLB capper. I'm really not. But I love baseball. I love watching baseball. I love betting on baseball. And, hey, guess what? The first game tips off in an hour. So guess what that means? All day baseball until at least 4 p.m. my time where I get to start watching some NBA sports. But the first game up, we have the Boston Red Sox going up against this Minnesota Twins team. Now, look. The Red Sox plus 1.5. Again, it's minus 150. Obviously, the line is there. It's two lefty pitchers. Martin Perez going up against J.A. Hop. I think the Twins are more than capable of winning this game. I think they should win this game, but I don't think that they're going to run away with it. I think the Red Sox are going to compete. I mean, the over-under on the total is at 9.5, and if I had to pick one, I'm going to pick on the over. I think these guys are going to hit runs. It wouldn't surprise me if Boston won. So with that said, it is minus 150, but I like plus 1.5 for the Boston Red Sox. And if you guys have any insight or anything like that about who you guys like or anything like that, be sure, hit that request button to speak. Join the conversation, man. Join the show. I would love to hear your guys' thoughts, especially on these baseball picks. These baseball picks would be great to have if you know, you have any insight on which way I should turn. Next up, we have the San Diego Padres going up against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pittsburgh is home. They're plus 190, plus 1.5. These Padres are good, man. The over-under is sitting at 7.5. On the mound, you have Yu Darvish for the San Diego Padres and Trevor Khalil, I think that's how you pronounce his last name, for the Pirates. Look, Pittsburgh's like, I don't even think they really have a true outfield, no. And their pitching is like, I'm going to use a bad word. It's ass. Don't judge me, guys. Look, I'm an adult. I'm allowed to use that word, but I'm just saying. Younger listeners. San Diego Padres minus 1.5. I'm confident. I'm very confident. That bet's already made, by the way. Seattle Mariners, Baltimore Oilers. Again, this is a quick rundown, guys. I'm not trying to give you guys all my analysis. I'm just telling you where I'm leaning. So Mariners, Oilers, I actually think this game is going to be really close. Obviously, they have it as a pick 'em, but I got the Oilers. I think the Oilers are definitely going to win this game. I don't see how they lose it, especially at home. They're considered the underdogs. I mean, at least in terms of spread, they're giving them 1.5 runs. I don't know. I like the Oilers. I think they're winning at home. I think they win big. I mean, over-under is at 8.5 for total points. I'm taking the over on that. Honestly, I think the score is going to be like I don't know. I think it's going to be score like 7-3. I wouldn't surprise me if it's 7-3. Like I'm pretty high on the Oilers. I think they're a really good team. Arguably the best game of the day, and I'm pretty high on these Blue Jays. It's the New York Yankees going up against the Blue Jays. I actually like the Blue Jays. On the mound, you got Robbie Ray, lefty pitcher. For the Yankees, you got Gerrit Cole. The Yankees are 2-1 favorites in this game. I'm sprinkling some love on the Blue Jays at plus 170. I like the Blue Jays at home. I don't know much about Robbie Ray. I just know that he's a lefty pitcher. That's all I really know about him. But the over-under on the runs is 9. I get that the Yankees have some hitters. Yankees have hitters. But so do the Blue Jays. Don't underestimate this Toronto team. They're at home. They want the win. I like plus 170. Not a lot. Just a sprinkle. Just a sprinkle. I have nothing on Phillies and Mets. Nothing on Rangers and Rays, even though it's probably going to be a good game. Marlins and Braves. Ugh, man, the Marlins, they're something, let me tell you. They are something. I can't really mess with them there. As I'm just rolling down the card to see what else we got. No. Yeah, here we go. Houston Astros against the Detroit Tigers. The Houston Astros -1.5. That's what I'm on. -1.5. It's a -120 payout. Greinke is back on the mound for Houston. They're going up against the Tigers. The Tigers just, I feel like they're a good hitting team when they want to. They're just so hard to figure out. Like I said, this season, I thought the Tigers were actually going to be decent. And they're just so hard to figure out every single night. So I like the Astros here. Astros hit that ball so well. I think Greinke's a good pitcher. -1.5. I'm pretty confident in that. -1.5. I'm all over that for sure. Angels Royals. Not much there. I think the Angels should win that game, but it'll probably be close because Kansas City is a really good team. And they got Singer on the mound. I think Singer's a really good pitcher. Really good kind of throwing it, but again, he's a good pitcher. A's Diamondbacks. Man, I wanna say that the A's have the ability to do it, but I'm not big on them, man. I'm off of that. I can't even recommend nothing there. But this game I can. Cincinnati Reds, San Francisco Giants. I told everyone this in the beginning of the year. I think the Giants are gonna start this season out hot. They got veterans in there. They're a little bit of an older team. And it's so funny that we just talked about the Diamondbacks and the Athletics right before this, because I believe on the mound today, let me scroll back up, the Diamondbacks have Bumgarner on there. And, yeah, they do. Yeah, see, so Diamondbacks got Bumgarner on the mound today. But anyways, Giants, they're -1.5 at home against the Cincinnati Reds. I'll be honest, I don't like the Cincinnati Reds. I know that Wade Miley, lefty pitcher, I've heard that he's pretty solid, but look, I said it at the beginning of the year. I think the Giants are going to start off hot. They have all these vets, and then they're going to start dying off in the mid-rounds. They can hit right now, and while they're hitting, you don't want to bet against them. -113, give me the San Francisco Giants, and I'm okay with you guys even doing -1.5. That's +170. That's almost 2-1 odds for a San Francisco Giants team. So that's it, guys. That is my MLB picks. I told you I'm not going to go crazy into all of them. I appreciate everyone that joined the show. This was a lot of fun. Again, every single Monday, 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we'll be doing these live recordings. This has been a hoop-ball.com presentation. Again, I am Vince Miracle. For those listening to the podcast, you guys can follow me on all social media platforms, including Twitter, for these shows of at VM Center. Free pick of the day. You guys are going to see it at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter for the gaming division. It's going to be Bulls +115. Shout out to our sponsors, mybookie.ag and manscaped.com. I'm sending out all my good vibes for the week to you all. I hope you guys do nothing but win. And until next time, my gambling friends, bye-bye.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.